We're so glad you're joining us for today's Christian Science Daily Lift. Today's Encore Lift is with Amy Richmond. Amy's a Christian Science practitioner and teacher from Boston, Massachusetts.
One morning, I woke up and out of nowhere, my vision was severely compromised. I couldn't focus, and it was frankly scary. You might be surprised to hear that the first thing I wanted to do was read. I wanted to read a book that has opened up the Bible to me, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. This book was written by Mary Baker Eddy, who discovered Christian Science, and it is filled with ideas that heal, and I needed healing. Then I remembered that you can actually listen to this textbook on healing online. I was able to find it, and I clicked. At first, I was disappointed. I could tell that what was being read was from the chapter at the end of the book, with first-person accounts of healing that resulted just from reading Science and Health. I wanted to hear the spiritual ideas shared by the author. How could this help me? But then I heard these words, "diseased eyes cured." And I thought, oh, this is for me. Here's what the person wrote. "Christian Science came to me when I was a wreck. My eyes were very bad, so I sat in a darkened room for weeks. I had one operation, and the doctor said, if I took cold, I would become totally blind. Finally, after a year of this terrible suffering, I was sent to Indiana to a sister who had been healed of lung trouble by Christian Science. I knew that God was no respecter of persons, and when I saw what had been done for my sister, who was changed from being a mere frame to a strong, robust, healthy, rosy-cheeked woman, the cough all gone, I said, God has as much for me if I will accept it. I was healed instantaneously by Christian Science." Wow. So I thought, God has as much for me too if I will accept it. It was so clear to me that healing didn't have to be complicated. God's law is true. It never changes. It's active right now. I saw that I was governed by that law and could never not be governed by it because I am, like everyone else, the spiritual creation of God. And before the afternoon arrived, my eyes were back to normal and have stayed that way. God is no respecter of persons. God has as much for you if you will accept it. And I know you can.
Thanks for listening to today's inspiration. Want to share your inspiration as a daily lift? We'd love to hear from you. Go to christianscience.com/dailylift to submit your contribution.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.